Hi, I'm Ann Musico, and I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the 3D Living Podcast. In podcast number 6, I gave you some simple tips for healthy food preparation, including information on the best fats to use for cooking. I wanted to talk today and in the next several podcasts about some of the best sources of healthy fats to include in your daily meals. Let's begin with nuts. It's best to get them raw and organic rather than roasted and salted. You have a huge variety to choose from, and they each provide their own unique health benefits. Before I give you a quick overview of some of the nuts and seeds and what they bring to the table, pun intended, one important caution. They're very healthy, and the fat they contain is great for you. However, they are very high in fat, and if you overeat them, you will gain weight. So as with all things, moderation is the key. While I recommend you include them in your meal plans, I do suggest you limit them to no more than what fills the palm of your hand or a quarter of a cup. And consider substituting them for foods that are high in unhealthy fats, like cheese or meats, particularly processed meats. Also, I suggest you keep them in the freezer. Because they are so high in fat, that fat can go rancid quickly, and so this way they will stay fresher longer for you. It's also suggested that you soak and or sprout raw nuts, and it's very easy to do. You just put them in a bowl with about a tablespoon of sea salt and cover them with water. You leave them at room temperature for 6 to 8 hours, drain the water, then spread the nuts on a cookie sheet and dry them on very low heat in the oven, and you have soaked nuts, which deactivates the phytic acid in them so that you're able to absorb all their nutrients and they're much easier to digest. To make them even easier to digest, you can sprout them. And all you have to do is simply soak and rinse 3 times a day for 3 days. And then it makes them even easier to digest. 5 large studies, including the Nurses' Health Study, all found that nut consumption in general is linked to lower risk for heart disease. In fact, substituting nuts for an equivalent amount of carbohydrate in an average diet resulted in 30% reduction in heart disease risk. They found a 45% reduction when healthy fat from nuts was substituted for unhealthy fats. So let's begin with almonds. These are absolute nutrition superstars. They are loaded with antioxidant vitamin E and monounsaturated fats. A quarter of a cup of almonds also contains 99 milligrams of magnesium and 257 milligrams of potassium. These minerals are essential for maintaining normal blood pressure and heart function. Studies have shown that when almonds are substituted for more traditional fats, LDL cholesterol, which is what's considered the bad cholesterol, is reduced from 8 to 12%. That's a much better alternative to statin drugs in my book. Almonds also stabilize blood sugar levels and prevent insulin spikes. The more almonds eaten as part of a meal, the lower will be the glycemic index of that meal and the smaller the rise in blood sugar levels it produces. So why not scatter some almonds on your salad or mix them in with your brown rice? You can even use almond meal, which is ground almonds, if you're breading, say, fish or chicken. Eating almonds regularly provides protection against diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and even weight gain and obesity. Wondering how high in fat almonds can help you lose weight? Well, studies show that frequent nut eaters are thinner on average than those who almost never consume nuts. One reason is their nutrient density. A well-nourished body no longer craves food. Our sad American diet is so depleted of necessary nutrients that your body continues to send hunger signals. In response to these signals, more nutrient-dense food is eaten and more hunger signals are sent. It becomes a vicious cycle that leads to steady weight gain. Eating nutrient-rich almonds and other nuts breaks this vicious cycle, allowing for the feelings of fullness to set in. In a study published in the International Journal of Obesity and Related Metabolic Disorders, researchers found that adding almonds to a low-calorie diet can help overweight individuals drop pounds more effectively than a low-calorie diet that's high in complex carbs. Of the 65 overweight participants, those that ate the almond-enriched low-calorie diet consumed 39% of their calories in the form of fat. Participants that ate the low-calorie diet that was high in complex carbs consumed only 18% of their calories from fat. Both the diets supplied the same number of calories and an equal number of protein, an equal amount of protein. After 6 months, those eating the diet that included almonds had greater reductions in weight, body fat, total body water, and systolic blood pressure. Those eating almonds had a 62% greater reduction in body mass index, 50% greater reduction in waist size, and 56% greater reduction in body fat compared to those on the low-calorie complex carb diet. 96% of the people with diabetes were able to either maintain a lower amount of medication or further reduce it. If you only want to begin with one nut, almonds would be my choice. Next, let's talk about walnuts. Walnuts are one of the best plant sources of protein, and although they're high in fat, they are low in cholesterol. They are rich in fiber, B vitamins, magnesium and other minerals, vitamin E, plant sterols, and healthy omega-3 fatty acids, particularly alpha-linolenic acid, which is abbreviated ALA. That has been shown to lower LDL cholesterol. Walnuts have significantly higher amounts of ALA omega-3 fatty acids compared to other nuts. Including walnuts in a healthy diet was shown to reduce the risk of heart disease by improving blood vessel elasticity and reducing plaque accumulation. Walnuts also help lower LDL cholesterol and C-reactive protein, which is recognized as a marker of and predictor of heart disease. Regular consumption of walnuts also helps in controlling high blood sugar. Walnuts have been shown to help prevent gallstones as well. They make a great snack. They're delicious as a crunchy addition to salads or to your morning oatmeal or cereal. You can even make a great dessert. You can combine them with some plain Greek yogurt, slice a couple of figs, add a teaspoon of vanilla extract, some cinnamon, and a drizzle of raw honey. It's a delicious, healthy, classic Greek dessert. There are so many more nuts, seeds, and other healthy fat foods I'd like to talk about, so I will continue next week. Until then, I wish you a healthy and blessed week.